Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, August 13th, about 30 minutes post equity market open with just myself today, as Carl has the day off, but as he would say, he's doing just swell. So let's jump right into things here and let's review what we have seen out of the major indices over the last 5 days or since last podcast day. So we have an S&P that's up about 1.5%. NASDAQ up about 3%, so we're seeing a resurgence in the tech space, which actually we'll get into in a little more detail, but that is very healthy, and that's what we wanted to see for the balance of the year. We have a Dow that is flat, so that's a little bit of a sign that we're seeing a retraction in that dispersion, but not in a big degree, so that's okay. A Russell that continues to outperform, up 2.5%. Obviously, we have a pretty significant exposure in that area, so we're very pleased to see that. We have gold prices, which have pretty much been stable throughout the year, but up 3.5% over the last five trading days, which puts them up about 1% on the year. And then crude oil prices, which obviously has been driving the narrative for the vast majority of this year, up about 5%, but we're still at about $82 a barrel, which is well off of the highs. So the more we can see those prices come back in, I think ideally we would like to see them around $65 a barrel, but that's a whole geopolitical discussion and we have no control over that. So in the meantime, we are obviously positioning ourselves around that, as it does tend to have a ripple effect across pretty much every, not just every investment, but everything that you can imagine owning, right? Everything in your home has some sort of tie to crude oil prices. And so we do like to see that to be steady somewhere in the 60 to 70 range, but we shall see. We have stabilized the portfolios in the meantime, and honestly, very, very happy with the performance. Depending on risk tolerance, we have seen outperformance on the markets themselves with reduction in risk. So on average, 30% less risk with about 30% outperformance. And so that's done by design and very proud of that. One of the things that we also pay attention to, and I guess I'll take us to Carl's corner on this, is interest rates, right? And that, without going into great detail, that really is tied into crude oil prices in a way, which obviously then translates into economic data and as well as interest rates. But as I was saying, I don't know, maybe four podcasts ago, a couple months ago, I never thought that we would see a rate hike early in the year, midway in the year. And I still am in the camp that I don't think we're going to see one at all. It's so counter to what new Fed Chair Warsh is all about. I can tell you what the probabilities are. What they were 3 weeks ago was, I think it was around 70% that there would be a rate hike. Now it's 70% that there is no rate hike. And I think we're going to continue to see those probabilities shift in favor of no rate hikes. I've said it for years now. They messed it up on the way up as we were raising interest rates in 2022. They messed that up. They had no wiggle room to mess it up on the way down, which means that they could not decrease rates to then be followed by rate increases. And I think they're going to hold firm on that. I know there were three dissenters in the last Fed meet that wanted, argued for a rate hike. I do not think we're going to see that. Now, economic changes could happen and all of these probabilities could shift. But as we see things unfold right now, and evidenced by yesterday's CPI report, there is not an urgency for rate hikes. Therefore, there's not going to be an urgency for Warsh to support it. That's good for the markets. That's good for our investments. Now, if those change, i.e., on the 26th, where we have a PCE report that comes in hot, which is what they really pay attention to, then things could shift again. But at that point, we're going to be closing in pretty quickly on that window of time where the probabilities are pretty set in stone, and that's the 20 trading days. And so that's my spill on Carl's corner when it comes to interest rates, but it is very, very much influential when it comes to the portfolios and how we adapt to that environment, right? We did this in 2022 and 2020 and 2018 and 2015, 2011, all the way back. You've heard us talk about that, that cycle when it comes to interest rates and equity markets. So that's that. I did have an interesting stat. So August, the first trading day of August was August 3rd, and it was the strongest start to a month since October of 2022. Why is that important? That's important because October of 2022 marked the major bull run, which was the biggest since 1928, right? So I say that to paint the picture of obviously I've been extremely bullish. Well, since 2022, and particularly October of 2022. And so I still believe, and you heard me talk about this, that there were so many statistics that pointed, obviously, big range, but pointed towards a gain for 2026, anywhere from 15 to 32%. We're sitting at 13, right? Well, the market is. We're actually a little bit ahead. But the market is 13%. So we're kind of close to that lower band with obviously after we get through September, October, we've got the best run going into the end of the year ahead of us. It is very possible that we see an S&P. Yeah, I'm not talking about our portfolios because we're already a couple percentage points above that, but we could easily see an S&P somewhere around 8250. That would put, about 5% on top of where the S&P is right now. And so very, very optimistic about what the balance of the year has to offer. We are going to prepare the portfolios for the typical September, October. Those are really difficult trading months. They always have been historically. So we're going to make some adjustments there, but all in all, I feel very, very optimistic about what end of year looks like, and we will continue to tweak and keep our head on a swivel based on, geopolitical outcomes. But other than that, we just are very, very much appreciative of everyone taking the time to listen to this and to have the continued trust in us. And if there's anything in particular that anyone wants us to cover on this, obviously we're open to any sort of commentary. And so with that, I am going to take Carl's turn here to remind everyone that this is on Podbean and iHeartRadio. And we're going to go ahead and also wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend. And we're also going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.